stop playing with balls near the windows, please? You know you can't do that.
NBA Australia, how you going? I'm your host, James Clements. This is NBA Australia. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Triple J, Junkie, Red Bull, The Brooklyn Game, and whoever else wants to pay me money. And I'm here in Larry Armour Studios, New York City, New York, making sure you know who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball in the NBA playoffs today. Just while repping Australia a little bit. Why not? It's NBA Australia after all. And I'll tell you what, we're fucking sick and tired of being babied. I guess we're wrapping up two pretty damn amazing games from last night, including D-Wade being a little bit incredible and the Spurs showing little signs of life before the Warriors whomped them. We've also got playoff editions of the usual dumbassery. Yeah, nah, the unpopular opinion of the day and Outback Takehouse. It's Tuesday. To double shrimp on your takes at Outback Takehouse. And as we do every day, because all of them are in the playoffs, we've got the Daily Australian Player Watch, where we check in on what all the Australians are up to. And we also have, because it's Tuesday, a brand new Shane Heal random bloke going ham Hall of Famer. And we finish up with a new Joe Ingles, HR manager. That's awesome. Hey, also, it's episode 99. That's pretty neat. You know what that means? It's 100 tomorrow, and we've got a special guest. Oh, geez, watch out. This is NBA Australia. It's episode 99. It's Tuesday, April 17. It's the playoffs. Let's do it! NBA Australia, let's go!
Oi, oi, oi. It's old mate Dally over here. That's right, Manny Dally Vadova. And you're listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Yeah, you better, because you know what we do every day here at NBA Australia? It's a daily whip around. Ah, yes. And it's playoffs, so we've got so much to goddamn well talk about. Two games last night. Miami go into Philly. And what happens? The Sixers riding high on a 17-game winning streak. And what was... What? Oh, is that D-Wade over there? What the hell? Dwayne Tyrone Wade comes in and leads the Miami Heat to a 113-103 win in Philadelphia, quieting all the Philly fans who are like, we're going to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals, bro. We might even make it to the finals. Holy shit, would you look at that?
I don't know, man. I think we're really good. Like, look at this. Look at this team. Ben Simmons. He's from Australia. He's really good.
Yeah, so it's a lot of that. And Dwayne Wade just goes, hey, settle the fuck down. Don't you know who I am? I'm Dwayne fucking Wade, mate. 36 years old, comes out, Doc Browns it, jumps in the old DeLorean, turns it back into fucking 2009 D-Wade, breaks a 6-17 game winning streak with just, get this, 28 fucking points. 21 in the first half. Fella couldn't fuck a moose. This is unreal. What do you think, Stephen, eh? What do you reckon?
That is ridiculous. Oh, Lord.
It was ridiculous. The Sixers, how are you not guarding a 36-year-old D-Wade like a little bit better than you did? Oh, geez. The 28.7 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. Pretty bloody good. Gabrielle Union, you know she was going to toss that salad later on. She even tweeted out the same thing. So for the rest of the Heat, Goran the Flog Dragic. He had 20 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. Goran. 18 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 assists, and a block for Bloodsport James Johnson, including huge 3 down the stretch that sort of just gave them a little bit of breathing room. 14 for Josh Richardson, one of the more underrated players on the Heaters. And also, hey, I don't know about you, but I fucking hate Kelly That's a Girl's Name Olynyk now. Seriously, 11 points, but more importantly, swung elbows at Ben Simmons' beautiful face. Fuck you, Kelly Olynyk, you piece of shit Canadian fucking maple syrup drinking asshole, Canuck fucking dickhead. I'll fucking smash you with your stupid beard. Also, tried to break Ersan Ilyasova, like jumping all over the top of him and did that, that Zaza Pachulia fucking move where it's like, oh, I'm falling really heavily on you, fuck you. Unfortunately, Ersan Ilyasova is made of granite, so not much could be really done there. 11 for Wayno Ellington as well in the Miami Heat. You knew they were going to make some adjustments. Apparently, the adjustment was turning D-Wade back into 2009 D-Wade. For the Sixers, they started Ilyasova at center in this game for more shooting. And when they ran and got quick, they looked fucking great. And when they tried to do anything else, they looked fucking shithouse. Because after setting a goddamn record in the last game, well, the fourth highest ever three-point percentage in the playoffs, this time, last night, they couldn't hit the fucking side of a shed. Tell you that much. JJ Redick, 11 points. Ilyasova, 14 points. Just all over the bloody shop, mate. Bellinelli, 16. The only ones who rocked up were Dario, the homie, Saric. And who else? So he had 23 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, 4 steals. And of course, Big Simo! What a game from the Australian. 24 points, 8 assists, 9 rebounds, 2 blocks. He rocked up and went, all right, fuckheads, I'm Big Dick Ben Simmons, jump on my back. And then these dickheads didn't hit any fucking shots. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But this is a crazy game. The Sixers have more points in the paint to a horrifying degree, 56-32. 11 more fast break points, 17-6. But just shot fucking shithouse. They missed 16 of 18 of their threes in the first half. That is despicable. So overall, they shoot 19.4% from three. Oh, Jesus, not great. 7 of 36, mate. And overall, they go 40 of 96, which is 41%. Yeah, look, you're not going to win too many fucking NBA games in the playoffs shooting 41%. I'll tell you that. TJ McConnell didn't do much. Markel Fultz did even less. Jesus, Fultz went 0 of 3 in his 5 minutes. That was a fucking joke. And TJ McConnell, to the point where Fultz was so bad that Brett Brown's like, oh, fuck, I better bust out the old TJ McConnell. And then TJ was ineffective as well. Had to just give it back to Ben Simmons and let him run rampant for 39 minutes. So there you go. Sixers. Tough one. Hey, some good news though. Sixers finished third in NBA merchandise sales behind the Warriors and the Cavs. So that's good. There you go. So Heat tied up 1-1 in the series. Very fun game. Really, really looking forward to seeing Joel Embiid come back in game 3, which you just know he's going to. We'll talk about what he did after the game a little bit later. But first, Spurs, they go into Golden State. And what happens? Oh, same as what happened last time, bro. Warriors 116 to Spurs 101. This was a game. The Spurs woke up and were leading for like a bunch of this all the way through to the third quarter. They looked so much more crisp passing the ball, shooting. Patty was on fire. Everyone looked good. LaMarcus Aldridge was doing stuff. Pau Gasol was doing stuff. And you know what? It didn't fucking matter. Holy shit, they're up 6 at the half, and then the third, the Warriors are like, oh, damn, okay, I guess we'll win now, I guess, and outscored them by 11 in the third quarter, and was like, all right, the game's ours now, fuckheads. And you're like, Jesus, Warriors. And of course, end up just like rolling over the top of everybody, outscoring them by another 10 points in the fourth. Just tough, man. You think you got the Warriors on the ropes, and then kapow, right there. Right in the kisser. So Spurs, LaMarcus Aldridge, Gasol realized that they were substantially larger than all of the Warriors roster bar JaVale McGee, and that JaVale McGee was JaVale McGee. So LaMarcus Aldridge had 34 points, 12 rebounds, 3 assists. That's a hell of a line from LaMarcus. 11 of 21 from the field, 12 of 12 from the free throw line. Looked real fucking good. He looked like LaMarcus looked all fucking year, as opposed to in game one where he looked like a fucking shell of himself. Pau Gasol had 12 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. Looked pretty good too on the second unit. Patty Cakes. Woo! 32 minutes, 21 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. 7 of 16 from the field, 3 of 9 from 3. Patty was actually just getting shit dropping and it looked amazing. Also amazing was his get-up coming to the game. Did you see this? We posted on the Facebook page of the old NBA Australia there. Absolutely incredible get-up. He's got the old-timey Spurs top with the old sort of teal and hot pink kind of get-up. It looked unreal. I reckon you got to wear that the rest of the fucking series there. But hey, 21 points, 3-3. Awesome game. Rudy Gay does things again now, apparently. 12. They moved him to the starting lineup. He had 12 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals, and was a bit of a problem for the Warriors until Kevin Durant went, wait, you're like 31 and you busted your Achilles last year. I'm going to stop you from scoring now. And then Rudy wasn't as good. Manu Ginobili looked sprightly at 10 points in 23 minutes. Playing down the stretch, kind of just run out a bit of gas though. Defensively, look, he knows where to go. He's just not as quick. It's weird. Dejounte Murray's poise in his 13 minutes is pretty good. Real shame that Davis Bertans was not better as well. In his limited minutes, he went 1 of 7 in 25 minutes, did Davis. Not great. And hey, I've got a question for you. Does anyone know if Danny Green plays basketball anymore? What the fuck was that? 25 minutes, 0 points. Danny fucking Green, mate. 0 of 3. How do you play 25 minutes on this team and go 0 of 3 from the field? He only took 3-pointers. He had 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, and a block. Minus 26 in his 25 minutes. That is absolutely fucking atrocious. Danny Green. Jeez, it's almost like they could use you to guard Klay Thompson or something, Danny. Fuck. Anyway, moving on to the Warriors. Speaking of Klay Thompson, he's amazing. Holy shit. For all the talk of like, isn't China Klay funny? China Klay's really funny. He just went to China and he's such a weirdo. It's like, yeah, he's also really fucking good at basketball, you fucking dickhead. 31 points.
Not bloody bad, mate.
12 of 20 from the field, 5 of 8 from 3. Adds 5 assists just for good measure. Like a Tuarak Taylor. The coward, Kevin Durant. Tops Klay with 32, adds 6 rebounds, 6 assists, goes 10 of 19 from the field. Oh, the coward. Not bloody bad, bro. Not bloody bad. 3 of 9 from 3 for the coward. Just the way he just goes, all right, fuck it, it's all broken down. Ash, who cares? I'll just take a mid-ranger and it'll swish and it'll be beautiful. Kevin, goddamn, that was pretty good. Iguodala had 14, 7, and 5. Good to see him doing things again, I guess. Actually hit 3-pointers for the first time this year as well. 4 of 5 of them. That'll probably be the back-breaking difference in that third quarter right there. Draymond was okay again. Got pushed around early by LaMarcus Aldridge and Gasol. Ends up with 9 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals. Hit a 3, 1 of 4. And also damn near killed Davis Bertans with an elbow and got assessed with a flagrant 1. At least he wasn't punching dudes in the dick. Thanks, Draymond. At least you're just throwing elbows at heads. Jesus Christ. What did Davis ever do to you? What the fuck is wrong with you, Draymond? Come on. So don't forget as well, like, when Draymond punched LeBron James in the loaf in the finals and got suspended for game 5, that was all because he had a flagrant 1 earlier in, I think it was in the first round as well. That then led to the suspension with the, the compounding flagrant 1s. So, hey, Draymond. Just an idea. Don't throw elbows at people's fucking heads, you idiot. I mean, it's just not good footy. You'll get rubbed out, you dickhead. Quinn Cook looked not too bad for the Warriors there as well. And JaVale McGee, 10 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals and a block. Actual handy JaVale McGee stuff. Quinn Cook, he only had 6 points on 6 shots. But those 2 shots that he hit, 2 threes, bro. 2 threes. Looked good. They just had him up in the corner. It's like, what are we going to do? Have Quinn Cook out there and Nick Young. They had Quinn Cook. Smart decision. Good job. Looked like David West hurt an ankle as well, but he came back. Not sure if he can actually be hurt in the conventional sense, only maybe emotionally. Hey, David West, you got a weird looking head. Oh, come on, guys. Maybe soft tissue injuries as well. He's the kind of guy who gets like a calf injury. He's out for like 2 months. Thing is, the rest of him is adamantium. So, to wrap this one up, the crazy part was just how the Warriors pulled away and didn't beat themselves, which is one of the things the Spurs used to be so good at, getting you to beat yourself. Now the Warriors don't do that. They were there, but they hit their shots and they pulled it out. So there you go. Warriors are the first team in the playoffs to go up 2-0. And let's get to the NBA Strayer approved performance of last night.
That's not a knife.
Oh, Dwayne Tyrone Wade, 28 points, mate. When you're 36, everyone's like, wait, didn't he play in like Chicago and Cleveland? And Dwayne Wade comes home to Miami. Doc Brown's at hardcore. He's like, Marty, we're going to go back to 2009. He was just unfucking stoppable at points there. Everything was dropping. He was 6 of 6 at one stage. 21 points in the first half. Got the fucking Heat going. And then was like a one-man wrecking crew later on where the Sixers are like, all right, so we're down a lot. We're going to bring it all the way back. And they did. Had a chance. They got it within, I believe, one. And Dwayne Wade just go, I'm going to hit a bunch of shots now. Get a stop here as well. So Dwayne fucking Wade, one-man wrecking crew, 28 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, an absolute fucking dagger to close it out and get them back up 8. And that was an fucking, like, dude, that was just a showing for the ages. So you know where that goes in the NBA Australia Approved Performance of the Night Pantheon? Where does it go?
This is going straight to the pool room.
It really is. And if the Heat win this series, it's all because of Dwayne Wade. All right, so who's old mate no mates today then?
Old mate, no mates.
Who's got no mates today? Well, the Sixers 3-point shooting. Holy shit, regression to the mean much. 7 of 36 after going 18 of 28 the game before. That's 1 of 7 for Redick, 1 of 9 for Covington, 2 of 8 for Bellinelli, 0 of 2 for Ilyasova, and 3 of 10 for Saric. Oh, Jesus. So I guess old mate no mates today is the Sixers 3-point shooting or being beyond the arc. How about Goran the Flog Dragic though? Look, the idea of him hitting a layup and them getting pissed off with this, look, I'm going to talk about this a little bit, but come on. I always reckon play some fucking defense, your flogs. Don't get upset with them making a layup while you're still on the court. But I'll tell you what, no one likes Goran Dragic in Philly right now. Oh, Jesus. And then finally, also, Kelly Olynyk. No one fucking likes this joker, you Canuck fucking dickhead. Throwing elbows at my grown adult son, Ben Simmons. Fucking blame Canada, I'll tell you that much. Get the fuck out of here, Kelly. That's a girl's name, Olynyk. All right, quickly, who was better than Lonzo Ball last night?
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros, now I can be average. You're coming for everybody.
Coming for everybody for your Loser Brand League in Temecula, California. Poor Lonzo. So yeah, better than Lonzo Ball. It's an obvious one from last night. Ben Simmons, 24-9-8. Holy shit, that's a man game. All right. Shane Heal, the memorial, shoot your shot, guy going ham, all-star, Hall of Fame right now. Are you ready for it? Let's do it.
He threw it down. Are you healed? Are you healed?
Praise the Lord, I'm healed.
Praise the Lord, I'm healed. Who is our Shane Heal memorial, random guy going ham, all-star, Hall of Famer this week? Look, it could be Dwayne fucking Wade after last night, but look, give me some. Ooh, give me some Charles Barkley. That's right, the Chuckster. Not sure if you remember this, but in the first round against, we were just talking about them, the Golden State Warriors, in 1994, Big Chuck Barkley closed out the Warriors, game 3 of their first round series, the Phoenix Suns beating Golden State, because Charles had 56 fucking points. Woo! So there have been 33 playoff games with 50 or more points in the history of the NBA, in 28 of them. The person scoring them had a field goal percentage of at least 50%. Only one of them has a field goal percentage of over 70%. And that is Charles Barkley. He was as hot as Shane Heal this night. Shane Heal, he would go on to fight during the old Dream Team Australia exhibition game a couple of years later. So this is amazing. Charles Barkley, 38 points in the first half. As the Phoenix Suns smashed the Warriors, by the end of the game, he'd hit 56 and shot 74.2% from the field. This is actually the third highest playoff scoring game as well, behind Elgin Baylor with 61 and Michael Jordan with 63. But this is incredible. Charles Barkley, just absolutely incredible. 56 points, he has 14 rebounds and 4 assists. That is pretty bloody good and very, very, very deserving of a Shane Heal Memorial Random Guy Going Ham All-Star Hall of Fame spot. So there you go, Charles Barkley, 56, 14, and 4. As you closed out the Warriors, good shit, mate. Good shit. All right, let's get to Yenaz right after, let's say, these words.
Hi there, this is Joe Ingles, and you're listening to
NBA Australia. Right, we're back. It's NBA Australia time for Yeah Nah. It's Yeah Nah, where we take three NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. So let's do it. Number one, should Philly be pissed at Goran the Flog Dragic for laying the ball up with no time left at the end of their game? Yeah nah. Nah. They will be, but they shouldn't be. Because you know what? Play to the fucking buzzer, mate. You can't bitch about it because you were still on the court and playing the game at the fucking time you put the layup in. You can't get angry at people for this shit because it's your fucking fault. Jesus. Hate that shit. It's like, oh, it's unspoken rules though. You know what? Play to the end of the fucking game. That's an unspoken rule. Jesus. All right, number two. Are the Sixers in trouble? Yeah, nah. Nah, not in trouble. I expected this to be a roller coaster. I think we all did. I think I picked the Sixers in six and still had them losing one at home early and taking two in Miami. So I don't think they're in trouble. They've got, you know, their second best player coming back as well. Joel Embiid, he's going to be back. Second best. There you go. Number three, would the Spurs win this Warriors series with Kawhi? Yeah, nah. Oh, nah. But Jesus, I reckon they'd come a lot fucking closer. So, 113 to 103 last night. What do you reckon? Do you reckon that having the guy who's basically like the second or third best player in the NBA would have helped the 116 to 101 ending up score? I reckon maybe Kawhi would have helped a little bit. Just a little bit. Put the clamps. Put these clamps that I use every day of my freaking life, you freaking idiot. On Kevin Durant, maybe? I reckon. Jesus. Fucking Kawhi. So, secondary to that, are the Warriors in trouble? Yeah, nah. Nah, they were just a little sleepy last night, bro, weren't they? Weren't they? And, hey, final extra bonus, yeah, nah, for today. Was Pop taking shots at Kawhi with his comments about LaMarcus being there for his teammates and playing through adversity? Let's play them now, shall we? What do you reckon, Pop?
LaMarcus has been a monster all year long. He's led our team at both ends of the floor. He doesn't complain about a darn thing out on the court. He just plays through everything. I can't imagine being more proud of a player as far as playing through adversity and being there for his teammates night after night after night. He's been fantastic.
Woo-wee. Ah, yeah, nah, yeah. Of course he was fucking taking shots at Kawhi with that. Are you kidding? Holy shitballs. That was very pointed. What do you fucking reckon? Playing through adversity, being there for his teammates. Yes. Pop was definitely taking shots at Kawhi. This Kawhi-sis is, I love it. It's crazy. But I'd rather Kawhi playing because this would make this fucking series way more interesting. All right, it's time for the unpopular opinion of the day.
Now look at me, please. Look at me, look at me, look at me.
Joel Embiid should be pissed that he's being babied. So we talked about this at the top. He Instagrammed out after the game, I'm fucking sick and tired of being babied. And yes! Yes, he should be fucking sick and tired of being babied because the Sixers probably should have won that fucking game. And I like this. Joel Embiid, go fucking hard, mate. Tell him, Joel, I want to fucking play. Let me play. Stop treating me like a fucking kid. I'm a grown-ass man. Sure, my face got busted up, but I just want to go out there and kick some fucking ass and take some names. Love it, Joel. Express yourself. Tell him like it fucking is. I love this. Some good shit. All right, what about Outback Takehouse for today? It's Tuesday. That means double shrimp on your takes. Get your flame-grilled takes at Outback Takehouse. Also, Alice Springs Chicken. What the fuck is Alice Springs Chicken? We don't know, but here it is. It's chicken from Alice Springs. Not really. Also, Bloomin' Onions. Outback Takehouse. Pop's crankiness with Kawhi is going to cost his team this series because Pop's the reason Kawhi isn't in San Antonio now with all this passive-aggressive bull. Shit. I don't even think that's that much of a fucking take. I reckon that's fucking bang on true. All right, let's get to the Australian Player Watch right after these words.
Oh, kia ora, Bruce. This is Stephen Adams, eh, Brew? And you're listening to NBA Australia, eh? cheer, bro. All right, we're back. NBA Stories, Australian Player Watch. So let's talk about it. Who played last night? It was just Ben Simmons and Patty Mills. Ben Simmons in game two. Big Simmo! 24 points, 8 assists, 9 rebounds, 2 blocks. Was everywhere. Looked like a fucking superstar out there too, leading the break. This is the thing. Smashed it every time off turnovers. And after the first half of being hassled by Justice Winslow and Josh Richardson while inbounding and bringing the ball up, Brett Brown and the Sixers orchestrated ways to get Simmo a little bit of space, and it worked pretty fucking well. Fast break points coming out of nowhere. God damn, he's a freight train coming in. It's like LeBron. He just leans his fucking shoulder into you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Very fucking nice. And secondly, in the second game of the night, Patty Mills. Woo-wee! Patty thrills right fucking there. What do you reckon? That was pretty bloody good, bro. What did you reckon, Mr. G?
I had an excitement quiver. I get very excited about things, and I do that.
Yeah, I did that as well, watching Patty Cakes. 32 minutes, 21 points. Comes alive. 3 rebounds, 5 assists. 3 assists. 21, 3 and 3. 7 of 16 from the field. 3 of 9 from 3. Much better than his game one of 5 points, 3 assists. So 21 points for Patty Cakes. He really, really needs to come alive for the Warriors to have a chance. The Spurs to have a chance against the Warriors. And we'll see how it goes. Good stuff, Patty. Good stuff. And for the rest of the Australians, who we got? Well, obviously, tonight's game, we have Bucks at Celtics. So that means we both have maybe Deli and Thon. Thon. Perhaps. See how we fucking go. And Bangers Baines for the Celtics. And that'll be it. The Jazz don't play till Wednesday. So there you go. That's Australian Player Watch. Nice and quick today. So let's get to the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Inspiration Board and the game previews. Right after, let's say, this one. This is Andrew Bogut, and you are listening to NBA Straya.
G'day, this is PDX Pete. When I'm not sipping on IPAs or throwing down voodoo donuts, I'm tuning in to NBA Straya. Fuck yeah.
All right, we're back. It's NBA Story, the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Inspiration Board. Patty Mills, got nothing to say. Killing me. Come on, Patty Mills. Let's get inspiring. You were inspiring last night in your deeds rather than your words, and I'll take that. So let's get to the game previews for Tuesday, April 17. Let's do it. So game previews. All right, let's go up to the sixth, shall we? The Wizards at Raptors. What do you think about that one, inadvertent Bane?
I believe the Raptors will beat the Wizards.
Of course they will. John Wall, man, getting everyone off his back. How's he going to do it? Like, score 50 tonight? Jesus. I mean, it'd also really help if Brad Beal could score more than fucking 19. He's averaging 20 points a game basically since the start of February. Before that, it was 25. Jeez, Brad, what the fuck? Pull your fucking finger out, mate. So John Wall, Brad Beal, they were like, hey, man, we're like one of the best backcourts in the NBA. Fucking prove it. Meanwhile, Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan, there likely won't be as bad as they were in game one. So I think give me the raps. I think their ceiling of Lowry and DeMar just going, all right, fuck it. We're going to win game two, put the Wizards on the ropes, and that'll be it. I reckon they'll run roughshod. Give me the raps. Number two, Bucks at Celtics. Oh, shit. After all the drama of game one, this is going to come down to who comes out for getting it quicker, isn't it? And I've got a feeling the Bucks are going to sort of maybe get over it a bit quicker. The Celtics are just so damn tough, though. This is really fucking hard to pick. Look, give me the Bucks as long as they realize they need to play Deli to have a fucking chance, mate. You've got him on your team. Championship experience. How's this? Their guards, the Bucks, in that fucking first game one, they combined for 110 minutes and just 7 assists and 2 steals against 9 turnovers and shot 40% from the fucking field. That's all of them. Jesus. Don't reckon Deli could do a little bit better than that in 110 fucking minutes. Tell you that. So give me the Bucks as long as Deli plays. If not, maybe the Celtics. There you go. Pelicans at Trailblazers. Give it to us, Marv.
Yes.
Can't wait for this one. Holy shit, Dame and Siege. After finally waking up in the second half of game one, losing by two, eventually the Pelicans, I think the Trailblazers win this one and make up for the shit show of the first half of Dame and CJ in game one. And I feel like Anthony Davis will be slowed down a little bit with the Blazers going, all right, so how do we make sure he doesn't kick the absolute fucking bejesus out of us? And I reckon he's going, all right, cool, man, we got game one. I've finally won a playoff game for the first time in my career. So Blazers win game two. This becomes, I reckon, a seven-game series. I did call the Blazers in five yesterday. I still kind of believe that, I reckon. But the Blazers win this one for sure, don't they? And we're going to have PDX Pete on the show on Thursday to preview the preview game three of this one, which should be fun as hell, and talk about the Blazers in general. What a fun-ass team they are. Can't wait for this one tonight. Pelicans and Blazers. Give me the Blazers. So there you go. Raptors over the Wiz. Bucks if they play Delhi over the Celtics. If not, Celtics win it. And then the Blazers over the Pelicans. Just, you heard it here first, folks. Woo! NBA Australia. All right, you know what? That's it for today. Holy shit, episode 99 in the books. Can you believe that? 99 episodes of this fucking ridiculousness. And the best part is we're back tomorrow for more ridiculousness. And with an NBA Australian player as our episode 100 special guest. This is going to be an absolute fucking perler. I can't wait to reveal who it's going to be. You're going to love it. Hopefully it'll be awesome. It fucking better be, I'll tell you that much. And it's going to be episode 100. So thanks for sticking around with this. Thanks for like listening to 99 episodes of this shit already. So we're back tomorrow. All the usual dumb stuff. And in the meantime, follow us on Twitter at NBA Australia, like us on Facebook at NBA Australia. Don't forget to subscribe to NBA Australia on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, wherever you get your fucking podcast. Chuck us a nice rating and review while you're at it. And tell them, mate, just go, oi, Steve-o, you fucking moron. You like basketball. Why aren't you listening to NBA Australia, you dickhead? Just tell him. Thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out House Hats. They are the best band in Australia. Their new single, Stop, is an absolute fucking hurler. And they are, I believe, playing on Anzac Day Eve in Melbourne. So go check that out. They're playing a couple of shows in New South Wales. So go look up House Hats. They're fucking great. Extra special thanks to legends at Green Green Green, Iowa, Fascinator, the Ramshackle Army, and Sex Jedi for the tunes you heard throughout the episode. Check them all out on Bandcamp and Facey. Give them a smash. NBA Australia supports Australian fans. And that's it. Stick around for a new Joe Ingles HR manager. And we'll catch us tomorrow for episode 100, you dickheads. This is NBA Australia saying episode 99 is done. That means we're saying, Lederhosen! G'day, it's Joe Ingles here, back from a front-facing weekly appointment in the NBA Australia office. Just taking a break from the playoffs and getting under Paul George's skin to answer your HR questions. As NBA Australia's resident HR manager. Yep, that's right, I didn't go to uni in Canberra just to play basketball. I also majored in human resources. So I'm most qualified to help out with any questions you might have on pretty much any topic. After all, the first thing you learn in human resources is that humans are resources. So let's get today's question. It comes from a Mr. L. James in Akron, Ohio. Oh, interesting. Dear Joe, how are you? I hope you are well. I am good. Oh, that's nice, Mr. L. James. I have a quick question for you. At my work, I feel like I am doing basically everything. Doing my own work, which is a lot, but then also covering for other guys, as well as supervising everyone and basically being the boss day in and day out. And now we're going up against another company that seems to have everyone on the same page, and I'm doubting my company's chances of succeeding. Do you have any advice for getting employees to work together in the face of adversity, or should I just start looking for a new place to work next year, like somewhere near a beach? Anyway, thank you for your help, Mr. L. James, Akron, Ohio. Oh, that's a great question, Mr. James. Thanks for writing in. Look, every workplace presents numerous unique challenges, and navigating relationships between employees in trying times can be particularly difficult. A lot of the pressure you might be feeling comes down to your leadership style. If you're taking on too much responsibility, your fellow employees might be afraid to speak up
or be afraid to do their part in case they fail. And then that puts more pressure on you. Thing is, employee empowerment and mutuality of interest are very important facets of any workplace environment. Perhaps you can lean on your supervisor or management to help spread the leadership load. And if they're not up for it, you need to bring in some of your fellow employees into your management orbit and get them to lend a helping hand. After all, we're all in these mutuality of interest together. And yes, if it all falls in a heap and your company isn't living up to your expectations, you can always go somewhere warmer next year. After all, as we say in HR, well, we're not really all that useful. And how are we still here? Because of looking out for number one, that's how. Just think about it for a second. You never hear about a HR manager being fired now, do you? Anyway, so there you go, Mr. James. Hopefully that's helped out. And best of luck. I hope you and your fellow employees get past this adversity, focus your human resources, and enjoy a healthy workplace environment and organizational success. Okay, that's all we've got time for this week. I've been Joe Engels, and this has been the HR Q&A session. I'll catch you next week on NBA Straya.